So if you've ever looked at your payslip, seen that tax deduction, and just, well, wondered if that money actually does anything, then this deep dive is definitely for you.
Yeah, I think that's everyone.
Right. Today, we're shortcutting you straight to the government's own playbook for tracking success. It's a 2007 document from the National Treasury called the Framework for Managing Program Performance Information.
It's a mouthful.
It is. But our mission here is pretty simple. We want to unpack how government is supposed to track its own results because this is so crucial, isn't it? This information drives planning, budgeting, everything.
Absolutely. And they lean on that old saying, what gets measured gets done.
Exactly.
And, you know, this guide isn't just a suggestion. It's meant for everybody. All national, provincial, and local government bodies have to use it.
So it's the standard across the board.
It is. The whole point is to get everyone speaking the same language, defining roles, and really pushing for accountability and transparency.
Okay, so it's the rule book.
It's the rule book for what they call Program Performance Information, or PFI. And that's just one piece of the bigger government-wide monitoring and evaluation system.
All right, let's get into the heart of it then. The framework is built around this central idea, this performance hierarchy. They call it a logic model.
Which is just a fancy way of saying it's a ladder. It shows how you get from spending money to actually making a difference.
Okay, so at the very bottom of the ladder, you have your operational stuff. First, inputs.
Right. That's your resources, the cash, the people, the buildings.
Then you have activities,
What you actually do with all those resources, the day-to-day work,
which leads to outputs.
the immediate tangible things you produce,
Yeah.
the number of passports issued, the kilometers of road paved.
But here's the core problem, isn't it? The budget is audited against those things, the inputs and the outputs.
Exactly. And that's the great tension here. The public doesn't ultimately care how many forms were processed. They care if they can travel safely and easily.
So the framework has to force managers to look higher up the ladder.
It has to, because the ultimate goal isn't outputs, it's achieving outcomes.
And what's an outcome?
That's the medium-term change for people. So not just a paved road, but an increase in road safety. Not just a clinic, but improved community health.
I see. And then at the very top.
At the very top, you have impacts, the big, long-term societal shifts you're hoping for. Things like reducing poverty or creating sustainable jobs.
So the real magic of this framework, if it works, is that it connects the budget for inputs to the real-world impacts.
That's the idea. It demands that you manage for outcomes, not just for activity. Without that link, you could be very busy doing nothing of consequence.
Okay, so how do you prove you've actually achieved an outcome? You can't just say you did.
You can't. That's where performance indicators come in. They're the tools for measurement.
And the framework is very specific about what makes a good indicator. It has to be reliable, verifiable. But let's focus on one that sounds tricky. It has to be appropriate.
Oh, that's the big
Why
one.
is that so important?
Because an inappropriate indicator can be, well, worse than no indicator at all. It can create perverse incentives.
Meaning.
Meaning it encourages managers to just tick a box or hit a target that actually causes unintended problems somewhere else. Finding an indicator that truly measures what you want without being easy to game is probably the hardest part of this whole thing.
And once you finally land on a good indicator,
Then you set a target. And that's where the famous SMART criteria come in.
specific, measurable, achievable.
Relevant and time-bound. And critically, you must set that target against a baseline. You have to know where you're starting from to know if you've made any progress.
So this whole thing is really designed as a continuous loop, then. It's not a one-off report.
Not at all. The data you gather feeds right back into the start of the next cycle. It goes to oversight bodies like Parliament so they can ask tough questions and demand action.
So it's a tool for continuous improvement.
That's the theory. It's supposed to make the next planning and budgeting cycle smarter than the last one.
So if this framework says institutions have to publish all this performance data for accountability, that brings up a really interesting final thought for you listening.
It does. Let's say you wanted to find out how effective your local library or clinic is. And by effective, I mean the extent to which its day-to-day outputs are actually achieving the desired outcomes for the community. Given everything we've said, what's the one specific piece of published information you would seek out first?